Peter, 4-0 victory. Could have been 5-6 maybe.
Yeah, well, it would have been nice, but before the game, to be quite honest, you would have talked about 1-0. But delighted to get the 3 points particularly. But the manner even in the goals too was a testament to the players too and their application. I thought they were very good on the night again.
The passing is different class now with Derry City.
No, I mean, and the players, they have that technical ability to get it down and pass the ball. And to be fair, the Brandy wasn't superb nick at the moment too, and it lends itself to good free-flowing football. So the players are enjoying their football at the moment, which is sort of very evident in their play.
You lost Patrick before the break. Did that disrupt your plans?
Not necessarily. We have players who are itching to come on too off the bench, you know, and it's very much a squad game nowadays. But it was disappointing for Patrick himself. He was sort of looking good again after we rested him a wee bit last week down at UCD. But he just put up a dead leg, so we thought there was a precaution just to take him off. It was gradually getting worse, so there was no point in keeping him on the pitch. But I thought when Philip Lurie came on again, he caught himself really, really well.
Goals are coming from everywhere now for you. Seems to be every game.
Yeah, well, that's important, that players from all over the park are chipping in. But both Rory and young Michael Duffy are in a rich vein of form at the moment. Everything they hit seems to come off, so long may it continue.
Rocky start the season for the club. Everything's well documented. Now you're sitting fifth tonight in the table. It's a bit of a dream, really.
No, it's been a nice turnaround, but we're not going to rest on our laurels now. We've built up a wee bit of momentum, and we want to push on now and try, and if possible, although it'll be a tall order to try and catch those above us, but we'll give it a go anyway.
So, Peter Hutton, Derry City manager for the next two seasons. Most transfers now are a season. Most player contracts are a year. Managers come in for a year. So, it must say a lot about the way the club look at you that they've given you a two-year deal.
No, I'm delighted. I think it was important for the club itself to have that bit of stability in terms of going forward. And for the playing staff and the backroom staff, we can sort of settle things down now and plan for the future and implement things we want to do. So, as I say, it gives everybody that wee bit of stability.